Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
All right, I told you this was going to happen. The media was going to really obsess over the issue of Israel and the protests that are anti-Semitic in America on college campuses. Are going to try to convince you it's not a big deal. I told you that while this is happening, there are other things happening behind the scenes that deal with the president of the United States of America, as well as impeachment. And I also told you that they're trying to write the obituary on the Joe Biden impeachment inquiry. Why? Because there's stuff that is about to come out they don't want you to see. I read for you, I think it was yesterday, a piece by the Huffington Post that talked about how this impeachment inquiry is over. There's nothing to see here. The Republicans didn't get anywhere with this thing, and it was a waste of time and taxpayer dollars.
But first, I want to talk to you about buying gold and silver for your retirement. There are a lot of gold and silver companies out there, and there are many of them that when they see an opportunity, they're going to scare you, and they're going to tell you to put all your money in gold and silver because that's where they make the most money. If you put all of your money in gold and silver, you need a reputable company that you can work with that understands diversification, understands how to play inflation when it's well above the Fed's target rate, and what that means for gold and silver. Gold and silver has traditionally been a hedge against inflation and an amazing way to protect your hard-earned retirement funds. Again, diversified. Now, there's also something else that's been happening in the gold industry. There's a lot of companies that will prey on older people, and what they will do is charge them astronomical rates when you buy gold and silver. Now, they preach protection and diversifying, but then they take a huge chunk of your money in commission. Well, Freedom Gold USA, they charge on average 25 to 30% less than most major gold and silver firms. And they've been doing this for years. So if you're ready to take control of your financial future, if you're ready to find out if gold and silver is right for you, whether it's physical gold or an IRA or 401k, you should call Freedom Gold USA. Go online to freedomgoldusa.com/Ben. That's freedomgoldusa.com/Ben. Or just call them 1-800-655-8843. On average, they charge 25 to 30% less than most major gold and silver firms that you probably heard commercials about. So if you want to save that money, that's extra gold and silver you can invest in or other investments. Go to freedomgoldusa.com/Ben or 1-800-655-8843. All right.
Now, in that same article from the Huffington Post, they also admitted to a ton of lies that the Biden crime family has told. For example, that Joe Biden didn't ever talk about his family business dealings. We know that was a lie. Joe Biden didn't meet with any business associates of his brother or his son. We now know that was a lie. And they admit this in the article, that Joe Biden didn't benefit financially from any of the deals. We know now that's a lie. That Joe Biden had nothing to do with China when millions of dollars are coming in from China. We now know also that is a lie. So there's like a lot of lies here that they admitted to in the Huffington Post article, which is a hard leftist publication, while then telling you that this is a big nothing burger and nothing's happening. Now, there are two main stories right now that are taking up all the ink in the newspapers. That is what's happening on college campuses, what's happening in Israel, and also they're kind of covering the elections, but not traditional way. They're covering the Trump court case in New York and acting like that is somehow coverage of the presidential election when it's really not, because the economy's bad. The numbers have switched. Donald Trump is in the best place he's been so far in this cycle against Joe Biden in the polls. So put all that as a backdrop. Now, that's a lot of stories, a lot of actually great stories for the media to cover, right? That Donald Trump's a criminal. That's how they cover what's going on. So what are they not covering? Let me just give you a couple of data points that you need to understand here. About 2 weeks ago, and no one was covering this, the judge in the Hunter Biden case refused to dismiss the federal gun case against Hunter Biden. That was something they were working hard to get done. And this federal judge in Delaware refused to throw out that federal gun case against Hunter, rejecting the president's son's claim that he is being prosecuted, quote, for political purposes, as well as, of course, a bunch of the arguments they threw in there. But the core was, hey, I'm being prosecuted for political purposes. Now, to be clear, the people that are prosecuting Hunter Biden are Democrats. And the only reason why they're prosecuting him in Delaware is because they got busted giving him immunity in a plea deal, which was something that no one else in America would get. Yet that's exactly what they tried to give him in the plea deal. The U.S. district judge there denied the defense's efforts to scuttle the prosecution, charging Hunter Biden with, quote, lying about his drug use in October of 2018 on a form to buy a gun that he kept for about 11 days. Now, this, again, is a federal gun crime. And I the last I heard, Democrats were all in favor of tougher gun laws, right? And background checks and everything else. Like, that's thing they're obsessed with. Hunter Biden and Hunter Biden's lawyers had argued the case was, quote, politically motivated. Okay, politically motivated. Really? And asserted that an immunity provision from an original plea deal that fell apart still holds. They also challenged the appointment of the special counsel, David Weiss, who's a best friend to the Biden, as the U.S. attorney in Delaware, the lead prosecution. The trial is now tentatively scheduled to begin in early June. Now, while this is all happening, and this is probably the first you heard about this, and the reason why is because they've been able to cover Donald Trump and not cover what's happening with the Biden crime family. So we've got a trial coming up in June on this. Now, the judge who was appointed to the bench, Democrats will say by former President Donald Trump, has not yet ruled on a challenge to the constitutionality of the gun charges, and that will be coming. Hunter Biden also faces, and this is another story that you haven't heard about, separate tax counts in L.A., alleging that he failed to pay at least $1.4 million in taxes over 3 years while living an extravagant lifestyle, quote unquote, during his days of using hardcore drugs. The judge overseeing the case refused to dismiss the charges earlier this month as well on that case. So this is two different times now that this has become a thing. Not once, but twice this has become a thing. It's kind of important, right? Kind of serious. So is the media actually covering this at all? Take a listen to CBS News Online. Okay, online. I want to make sure I say that correctly. And here's part of what they said.
Hunter Biden is asking a Los Angeles judge today to dismiss criminal tax charges against him.
He's arguing the case is politically motivated. Prosecutors say he failed to pay nearly $1.5 million in taxes between 2016 and 2019. Now, keep in mind, this case is separate from the criminal gun charges he also faces. Biden pleaded not guilty in both cases.
CBS News investigative reporter Erica Brown is following this for us from our D.C. bureau. Erica, talk to us about Hunter Biden's argument here. What is it likely to be effective? What is he saying?
Well, Hunter Biden's attorneys are arguing that these charges are compromised by politics. They point to that plea agreement and that diversion agreement that unraveled in federal court last year that included two misdemeanor tax charges, as well as a diversion agreement that referenced separately a firearms charge. But they point to that agreement and said that once that was made known, Republicans had launched this partisan political pressure campaign to convince the Justice Department that they needed to pursue more severe charges against Hunter Biden. And so that they said that the charging decisions after that plea agreement unraveled was directly impacted by politics and that this was politically motivated. Now, the special counsel's office has slammed that argument, saying that politics played absolutely no role on this case, no role on the facts of this case, and that former President Trump nor congressional Republicans have any influence over whether special counsel Weiss brings charges, whether or not Attorney General Garland allocates resources for this investigation. And so special counsel Weiss's office says blatantly that's not the case. But that's going to be a key central argument from Hunter Biden's attorneys. He's made that same argument in motions to dismiss in Delaware relative to the gun charges. But the big thing here for him is that this is all about politics. It's compromised by politics, and that Republicans have played a large role in pursuing severe charges against Hunter Biden.
And there, I love how this is all severe charges against Hunter Biden. They gave him the plea deal of the century, and now they're calling it severe charges. Severe? I think we all agree this guy's not going to jail, and I think it's also pretty clear he would also get, I'm sure, pardons from his daddy. Now, those two stories they've not been covering, which lead me to the biggest story of all, and that is this. There's a new report out. Pay attention, because no one else is talking about this, that Jim Biden was in business with Qatari officials, according to new testimony.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hunter Biden, and I want to be clear about this, was not the only family member whose job it was to leverage his ties to President Joe Biden to win business deals with business partners that were directly linked to foreign governments. Politico is now reporting in these new details. Quote, Jim Biden, President Joe Biden's brother, was in business with Qatari officials to fund his healthcare ventures and what would be, quote, some of the closest known links between a Biden relative and a foreign government, quote unquote. Furthermore, according to public records and emails obtained by Politico, Jim Biden invoked his ties to his older brother and sought workarounds to restrictions on international money movements during these fundraising efforts. Let me read that again. Jim Biden invoked his ties to his older brothers. In other words, hey, my brother's the vice president, my brother's the president, so you can trust me that I'm going to figure out how to skirt American laws and workarounds to American restrictions on international money that is not supposed to be moving out of Qatar to my bank accounts, but I can do it during these fundraising efforts because I'm going to get paid and I'm going to make a lot of cash. Politico is now citing recent testimony by the fund manager, Michael Lewitt. He's a former business partner of Jim Biden's in a Kentucky bankruptcy court. Lewitt reportedly said in sworn testimony that two companies that facilitated the president's brother, Jim Biden's efforts, were part owned by, quote, members of the Qatari government, quote, unquote. The House Oversight Committee, putting it out, saying new details about Jim Biden's foreign fundraising efforts indicated that, indicate that President Joe Biden's brother partnered knowingly with Qatari government officials in his quest to find money for U.S. healthcare ventures, one of which Joe Biden later received a check from. So direct payments now linking this deal with the Qatari government are linking it now directly to the president's bottom line. One company, we're now being told, directly partnered with Jim Biden in a multi-year fundraising effort. And the second company provided financial backing for a series of loans that a hospital chain paid Jim Biden to arrange. That according to documents and testimony submitted by Lewitt during the federal bankruptcy proceedings. Notice that everything I'm telling you right now, 99.9% of you have never heard about this because the media is covering everything else, right? Like, look over here, look over here. There's these campus protests in Israel and yada, yada, yada. Look over here. Donald Trump's in court again today. Look over here, right? Israel's evil and bad. It's pretty nice when you can do all that and not cover the fact that direct payments were going to the President of the United States of America from foreign countries. Jim Biden arranged these payments according to documents and testimony. Jim Biden's effort to raise money from the Qatari sources, the Qatari government, for ventures in the U.S. began in the months after his older brother left the vice presidency, the report says. Transactions relating to the fundraising efforts are also, quote, at the heart of a recently settled fraud case brought by the Security and Exchange Commission. That's kind of a big deal. You would think if there's a fraud case that had just been settled that involves the president's brother and the president, that maybe somebody would report on that. No. Why would we do that? The fraud case brought by the Security and Exchange Commission are, quote, being scrutinized as part of a federal criminal investigation. It's also now being reported in South Florida. So let's just pause there. I'm going to say it again. The Securities and Exchange Commission, the FEC, and this fraud case brought by the FEC are now being, quote, scrutinized as part of a federal criminal investigation in South Florida. You think the media would report on a federal criminal investigation involving the president's brother? Yeah, you would think, but no, why would we do that? Jim Biden, president's brother, had suggested to congressional investigators in February that his fundraising efforts, quote, stalled for lack of viable projects to back, quote unquote. But previously, unreported testimony by his business partner, Lewitt, indicates that Jim Biden forged closer ties directly to the Qatar government than previously understood. Lewitt is expected to testify to House impeachment inquiry investigators. Now, this goes back to what I said to you earlier. That article that was written by the Huffington Post saying that this was a nothing burger and that the impeachment inquiry into the president is basically a dead end and that the Republicans got nothing and it's over, don't pay attention. Now you understand why they wrote that obituary. Because they don't want anyone to actually have to report on the fact that Qatar's government was directly involved with Jim Biden and that Jim Biden forged a close relationship with the Qatari government for a bunch of money that also was then going to his brother, who is the president of the United States of America. Joe Biden's relationship with Qatar began around June 2017
when the country's neighbors, led by Saudi Arabia, cut diplomatic ties with the country over its alleged support for terrorism. The report also states, so Qatar is supporting terrorism and his brothers working with them. Qatar then began showering well-connected Westerners with gifts and financial benefits, sometimes in the form of investment funding, the report also states. So in other words, we know that Qatar is funding terrorism. We cut off ties, right, diplomatic ties with them because of this. And immediately Jim Biden sees an opportunity for the Biden crime family to get paid. Now, Jim Biden was also working, and you may have heard about this before. I've told you about it. Jim Biden was working with a troubled hospital chain called AmeriCorps. What was his job? To raise money for the company, the desperately needed company that was going under. He teamed up with a company named Platinum Group, whose CEO was a Florida businessman named Amir Rustam, who bragged about his ties to officials in the Middle East, and Lewitt, a hedge fund manager. Together, Jim Biden, Rustam, and Lewitt sought investment funding sources in the Middle East, not in America, but in the Middle East, for AmeriCorps and other ventures. That's what Politico is reporting now, citing federal court filings in Tennessee as well as emails. A former AmeriCorps executive said the fundraising efforts came to focus largely in Qatar. In August of 2017, Biden and Rustam workshopped a draft letter to an official at Qatar's Sovereign Wealth Fund, the Qatar Investment Authority, that read in part, "My family could provide a wealth of introductions and business opportunities at the highest level that I believe would be worthy of the interest of His Excellency." So we are directly appealing to His Excellency, the head of the Qatari government, which we've said is sponsoring terrorism, telling them, hey, you guys are now like state-sponsored terrorism, but don't worry, work with us, pay me money, and I can make things a little bit better for you in America. It also reportedly said, quote, "On behalf of the Biden family, I welcome your interest here." On behalf of the Biden family? I think it's pretty clear that Joe Biden's brother, James Biden, has no leverage on his own. He has to leverage his brother, the former vice president, his brother who's running for president, his brother who's now the president. Otherwise, why on earth in a letter would you write, quote, "on behalf of the Biden family"? So this is why I say it's the Biden crime family. Because it is. Because Joe Biden's own brother is writing saying, "on behalf of the Biden family, I welcome your interest here."
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to go back to what I was telling you a moment ago about this Qatar Investment Authority, directly from His Excellency, where the Biden crime family was getting their cash.
Lewitt and a group of platinum-related companies committed to raise $30 million for AmeriCorps, the company the Bidens were trying to save. That according to a SEC complaint later filed against Lewitt. Lewitt's investment fund, Third Friday, then began making a series of bridge loans to AmeriCorps to keep the company afloat until then, the report states. Now, Lewitt's first bridge loan to AmeriCorps coincided with a payment from AmeriCorps to Jim Biden, the report also states. Biden said in testimony in February that the roughly $600,000 payment he received from AmeriCorps around the time where his first role in arranging the loans happened said, well, there were, quote, many other services that were also rendered. Yeah, like access to your brother. In March of 2018, we then know that Jim Biden paid money to his brother, the big guy. How much did his brother get, the big guy? Jim Biden transferred $200,000 of payments in question to then Joe Biden. The White House said it was a repayment of a, quote, unrelated loan with no paperwork. James Biden secretly negotiated a $140 million settlement deal in 2012 between U.S. companies and the Saudi Arabian government. We also have found out, due to his relationship with then Vice President Joe Biden, court documents are also revealing. Did you hear me? I'm going to go to that part in just a second. Now, around that time, Jim Biden's fundraising efforts gained steam, the report says. On March the 10th, Jim Biden's wife, Sarah Biden, emailed a draft investor presentation to Platinum Group executive Julie Lander that contained, quote, a few minor revisions from Jim. The presentation said America was seeking $30 million in financing to acquire hospitals and described Jim Biden as, quote, brother and campaign finance chair of former Vice President Joe Biden. So to be clear, they're throwing Joe Biden's name in this everywhere they can. An email about a month later indicated that Jim Biden had met with a high-ranking Qatari official. Same country that is, you know, a sponsor of terrorism. Lander wrote an email to Jim Biden, quote, I'm following up with from the meeting we had with the minister. Your approach with him was flawless. He requested more information on AmeriCorps. Lander's email to Jim Biden came just 5 days after a large delegation of Qatari officials and business leaders visited Miami. In the email, she suggested a potential request of $200 million and asked Jim Biden to provide more information on the potential benefit to Qatar of an investment deal. So this is directly negotiating with the Qatari government. However, the anonymous AmeriCorps executive said the fundraising effort hit some snags pertaining to moving investment funds across international borders. This is when it gets good, folks. The former executive said that moving the money in gold bars was even discussed. The moving of gold bars was discussed because you can't have money coming from a state sponsor of terrorism. But the Bidens are like, we got this. Don't worry. We got it all figured out. We got this handled. It's all good. Another way to transfer the funds was depending on helping a payment processing company called Billerfly gain access to the U.S. banking system, the report also states. So, hey, we're going to do gold bars because that's hard to trace. That's not going to work. All right, we're going to do a payment processing company. By the way, they need some help, so let's deal with that. And then there was a draft presentation sent to AmeriCorps. And it described Jim Biden as Billerfly's chief global banking emissary. Wow. You're now an emissary because of your brother. That's impressive. Emails from Jim Biden showed frustration as fundraising efforts, quote, stalled. In a May 17th email to AmeriCorps CEO Grant White, Biden vented about a flap between them and employed White to provide more detailed information to investors, the report said. Jim Biden also wrote to Rustam and Lewitt that were waiting on World Bank approval for their acquisition of a bank. Jim Biden also expressed frustration with Rustam and the $30 million they said they would commit, writing, quote, things have happened in the interim that are completely understandable. But the fact remains that the $5 million at this point
in time is critical in order to get by for the big picture. So, hey, shaking you down, bro. I need the money now. Lewitt, in June 2018, wrote Jim Biden and Grant Wood about efforts to move money from Dubai to Qatar to skirt around the terrorism problems. Amir would like me to join Jim for the presentation to the finance minister of Qatar in Doha. As soon as we have the date, I will plan my travel. The former AmeriCorps executive reportedly said that Jim Biden Lewitt did travel to Qatar in mid-2018 as part of the direct fundraising efforts, but it is not clear whether any meeting between Jim Biden and Qatar's then finance minister took place. They also said that the finance minister left his post in 2021. So that would be, what, three years after this meeting would have taken place. And you want to know why he left office? He left office in 2021 after he was arrested on suspicion of corruption. He was later convicted of charges, including money laundering and money laundering of more than $5 billion, and then he was sentenced to 20 years in prison. Seems like he'd be the perfect business partner for the Biden crime family. Now, in July of 2018, Jim Biden reportedly cut ties with White, which he said was due to AmeriCorps' dependence on high-interest loans. Lewitt, the next month, wrote Jim Biden to tell him that his fund would be repaid immediately for its loans to AmeriCorps with the money from Dubai. This is an international criminal scheme, and I'm telling it all to you right now, and no one in the media is even looking at this. And all of this international scheme that involves a state sponsor of terrorism, that involves people that have been to jail for $5 billion in money laundering, his brother giving direct payments to the president of the United States of America, and the media is not covering it because they've already written the obituary on Joe Biden's impeachment inquiry saying there's nothing here. They got nothing. It's all over. So it was a waste of time. Let's move on. You notice why they're writing these articles about it being over, because the big stuff is now starting to come out. Here's something else you need to know. Jim Biden, we're being told, continue to work with Lewitt and Rustam to secure financing for other healthcare ventures from the Qatar Investment Authority, the report states. How do we know this? They cited a filing in a settled federal court case in Tennessee where Jim Biden, Lewitt, Rustam, and Platinum Group USA were named as co-defendants. The report said that Jim Biden's financial ties to Lewitt deepened, and that over the course of 2019, right, this would be when Jim Biden's brother was running for president, Jim Biden's company, Lion Hall Group, received at least $225,000, a quarter of a million, from Third Friday. That would be Lewitt's investment fund. Jim Biden told Congress that the payments were loans that were later forgiven. Man, it's got to be nice to be a Biden. You can get your hands on millions of dollars and all of a sudden the loans just disappear. Lewitt told Politico that the fund did not forgive his loans. Oh, wait, so the Bidens are lying to Congress and the guy who gave you the money is telling Politico that the funds they were not forgiven. He also said that Jim Biden's debt was assumed by a third party that did not give the name, and he did not give the name of the third party who inherited those loans. Now, also during that time, a new business called Platinum Global Partners LLC, this is how you launder money, folks, was registered in Florida with Jim Biden, Sarah Biden, Lewitt, Rustam, and Rustam's brother, all listed as managers, the report states. Jim Biden also later told Congress he was trying to land investments from Qatar for infrastructure projects and hotels in America. The company dissolved in 2020 and the venture, they claim, petered out, Jim Biden said to Congress. We weren't able to show the financial bona fides of any one particular project, Biden stated. We got pretty far down the road on several hotel complexes, but they never came to fruition. If you want to know how you're getting paid for bribes, this is how you do it. The businesses never actually do anything. The businesses always get that kind of peter out. Nothing actually happens. You just get cash given to you. Like you need to understand that. And every single time, the Biden crime family does the same exact thing. You need something done. You need some access. Okay, let's do it. All right, let's do it. Let's do it. And then what happens? Oh, well, we tried. Give me my cash. Oh, well, we worked on it. Give me my cash. Oh, we tried to make things better. Give me my cash. This is how it goes down every single time. Please make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. Okay. I beg of you, share this podcast with your family and friends so they can hear exactly what I just talked to you about. And I will see you back here tomorrow.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.